great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and drawing near, rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment like snow. And for fear of him, the guards were terrified and became like dead men. But the angel spoke and said, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, even as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord was laid. And go quickly, tell his disciples that he has risen, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Behold, I have foretold it to you." And they departed quickly from the tomb in fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Hey." And they came up and embraced his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go. Take word to my brethren that they are to set out for Galilee. There they shall find me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guards came into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. And when they had assembled with the elders and had consulted together, they gave much money to the soldiers, telling them, "Say, his disciples came by night and stole him while we were sleeping. And if the procurator hears this, we will persuade him and keep you out of trouble." And they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been spread abroad among the people, even to the present day. But the 11 disciples went into Galilee, to the mountains where Jesus had directed them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted, and Jesus drew near and spoke to them, saying,
"All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
and the